पूज्य गुरुदेव सेज सरेंडर द माइंड इन डिवोशन टू द लॉर्ड, ही विल प्योरिफाई इट एंड रिटर्न इट बैक टू यू। सो माइंड सरेंडर्ड टू भगवान इन डिवोशन। Eyes softly close, soft smile on the lips. Meditation is my time with my dear Lord. We'll start with Anulom Vilom. Slow, deep breaths. With pause, you can chant your mantra with it. Om Namah Shivaya. Like that. On the knees, sit with a relaxed attitude but alert. Mind should be awake and alert during meditation. Start from the toes and relax the legs all the way up to the hips. Carefully relax. From the tailbone up to the neck. Relax the back muscles. from the fingers all the way to the shoulders. Carefully, completely relax. Breathe through the abdomen muscles and relax. Breathe through the chest muscles and relax. The neck, the throat, the mouth and jaw. Nostrils, the ears, the eyes. Forehead and the scalp muscles. Entire body from head to toe is completely relaxed. But mind is alert. Watch the entire body from a distance and see the movement of the breath and the entire body relaxed. Today's message is from Dakshinamurti Stotram. Deham prana matindriya dhyapichala buddhim cha shunyam viduhu stri balandh jado pamastvahamiti pranta prisham vadinaha Svapne jagrati vaya esha purusho maya pramahitaha tasmai shri guru murtaye namaida shri dakshina. I am the body. I am the mind. I am the pranas. I am the indriyas. Or I am this buddhi. I am very intelligent. These are the wrong understandings of men. Or what is supreme? Body, mind. Or some people say supreme is shunya, nothingness. When you reach that highest state, you are in a state of total absence. Shankaracharya ji says such people are foolish. Pal Anth Jada, he says they are children who do not have right understanding. Andha, they are blind. Even when the guru tells them, they don't see it. And Jada, repeated telling also does not influence them. People who think like this. And they are Paranta, they are deluded with the wrong understanding. Not only that, they are Prisham Vadina. They become teachers and tell others that this alone is the truth. Their wrong understanding, they spread to others. How can I get out of this ignorance? Maya Shakti Vilas Kalpita Maha Ya Moha Samharini. I offer my prostrations to the one who can destroy this power of Maya, which has covered this whole world. Whole world is nothing but a play of Maya, which is imaginary, illusion. Maya is Bhagwan Shakti, so who can destroy it for me? Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namahita Shri Dakshina Murtaye. The only one who can destroy the power of Maya is Bhagwan himself. So I prostrate to that Bhagwan Dakshinamurti, Lord Shiva. Who appeared to the students in the form of a young guru, a teacher, and taught them through silence. He is called Dakshinamurti because Dakshina, the south, is the abode of Yama, death. And Bhagwan Shiva faces death and is overcome. Lord Yama also, he is immortal, infinite. So by surrendering to Bhagwan, and invoking Bhagwan's grace and blessings, May I also overcome death by realizing my infinite nature, the immortal essence of who I really am. Your Bhagwan is not only the Lord, but he's also the Guru. Who removes all our wrong ideas, notions, understandings, wrong identification. So I recognize Bhagwan's presence within. And ask him for help. To awaken me to the truth. And to overcome death. Not physical death, but understand I am immortal. I am infinite. I am. Let us stay with that attitude for a few minutes. शांत शांति शांति हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। रिमेम्बर दिस मैसेज। The body, the pranas, the indriyas, the mind and intellect are not me. The state of enlightenment is not shunya. It is a positive state of bliss. May I abide in that bliss at all times. Hari Om.